Happy Monday. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to episode, I don't know, I never know this, episode 128. And I want you to go ahead and put me down on record as saying that birth is nothing like pooping out a watermelon. Your baby is not as big as a watermelon. And the vagina is made to handle a baby coming out, and your cervix opens up to 10. Actually, I don't even like the 10 centimeters. Your cervix completely opens up and disappears. Okay. But birth is a lot like pooping in other ways. Take the squatty potty, for example. We have completely normalized and accepted an upright pooping position, but not an upright birthing position. Make it make sense. Tell me our society understands nothing about birth. I mean, this is the perfect example. These two assumptions that women don't need to be upright for birth, but we need to be upright for pooping. Tell me you don't understand birth. And by saying that it's like pooping out a watermelon, also perfect example of our society not understanding how birth works. So we're going to dig into this a little bit more. Let's just get right to the squatty potty episode. This is not your average birth podcast because you are not the average mom. Welcome to Unapologetically Unmedicated. I'm your host, Fierce Lizzie, and I am unapologetic when it comes to normal, physiologic, unmedicated birth. I want you to have your best birth because I know that an empowered birth leads to an empowered motherhood. If you want to be the boss of your birth and do birth your way, it's time to get informed, educated, and empowered. Okay, absolutely. Do not skip this episode. It's going to be short and sweet. Once you hear what we're talking about, just don't hit stop. Just keep listening, okay? I apologize now, but we are going to talk about poop. We're going to talk about pooping. We're going to analyze pooping, and we're going to compare it to birth. I typically don't like doing this because there is this narrative of, I'm sure you've heard women say this before, like, oh, it's like pooping out a watermelon. Well, no, that is the wrong comparison because your baby's not like a watermelon at all. And your cervix opens up a lot bigger than your anus. So that is not a good comparison. We're going to do some good comparisons. I actually want you to think even more about pooping. And I want you to think of a really enjoyable poop. Now, I started to write this and I was like, I don't know. I don't like talking about poop. Like, what am I going to say about a great poop? So I asked my husband and I said, babe, will you just describe like a great, perfect, really enjoyable poop? And this is what he said. He did know I was writing something, but he didn't know. I didn't give him any parameters. I just said, tell me about a really enjoyable poop. The first thing he says is you definitely have to have access to a golden squatty potty. Okay. We're a squatty potty house, and the squatty potty is actually what is prompting this whole episode. We'll get back to that in a second. So you got to have the squatty potty. Okay. He said the seat is like heated. So it's like nice and warm on my butt. We don't have heated seats, but yeah, that does sound nice. He said there are no sounds. He's like, maybe there's some like soft music playing in the background. At this point, I am dying because I'm about to talk about how your pooping environment is really similar to your birthing environment. And he, without knowing where I was going to go with this, he just nailed it. Like, come on. Like, that is perfect. The squatty potty, we're going to talk about that. The sound, like, that's one of the things that we do in our hospital births is, like, we bring sound. Like, that is should be on your hospital birth packing list is either, like, a playlist, music, or white noise, or, like, really peaceful kind of sounds, like waterfall, or affirmations or like hypnobirthing tracks, like audio is one of the ways we make our birth more enjoyable. And so that was hilarious that my husband said that, like that he added that in. The thing he didn't really touch on that I wanted to touch on is like having privacy. Like it is a nice, peaceful space and you're alone, right? He didn't think he had to like add that in there because I don't know, he's probably alone more often than me inside of the bathroom. But all of these things, we'll dig into them a little bit more, but all of the things that make your pooping environment really comfortable can also make your birthing environment very comfortable. So let's get back to the squatty potty. I actually had a client who packed a travel squatty potty for her hospital birth. And first of all, that was the first time I had seen a travel squatty potty. And it is literally, if you haven't seen this yet, it's just like a trifold piece of plastic. And it's a lot narrower than a squatty potty, but it's just like a narrow, and it has two little feet that come down. And you can fold it flat and put it in your suitcase. I just thought that was genius. And I'm going to get one because, man, once you start using a squatty potty and then you don't have one, it's awful. And that's kind of like birth too. That's why it's like so many unmedicated birth moms are like, oh, I'm never going back. Or home birth moms are like, oh, I'm never birth in the hospital. Because once you experience birth the way it's supposed to be, you're never going to birth another way as long as you have some say in it, right? And the squatty potty and the fact that we have travel squatty potties, that basically everybody's home has a squatty potty. Everyone talks about their squatty potties. Like, it's not weird. It is so normal. Squatty potty has become completely normalized. Everyone uses one. It's a household name, okay? Yet, women are still laying on their backs to birth. This is the crazy thing to me. Everybody loves the squatty potty because they, like I said, you use it once and you don't go back because it puts you in a better position to poop. Everybody knows this about the squatty potty. If you don't have a squatty potty, just go order one. They're literally like $20. Just go get one. It will change your life. This is the weirdest podcast episode I've ever done. But the fact that everyone knows pooping is best done in an upright squatting position, yet a baby coming out in a very similar manner, not exactly the same, right? Again, the watermelon, not the same, right? But that women are still doing that on their back. And that is still considered normal. Tell me you don't understand birth without telling me you don't understand birth. And it's just mind blowing. A woman would never lay on their back to poop. Yet this is how 98% of women are birthing. Maybe 97. A lot of women. And so, like, we just stop. Stop it. Stop right now. Start squatting. Squatting or all fours is the best way. And actually, you want to listen to your intuition. Your intuition will tell you the best way because every woman's body and every baby's position is different. And our bodies are smart and our bodies will help us move in ways that will provide the best path for our babies. But the thing is, when 90% or more of moms are having an epidural, they're pushing on their backs. And we'll get back to the epidural at the very end when we wrap this episode up. But that's why that's normal, because it's normal. We talked about this in the 90% epidural rate episode, why that is so normal. That's why pushing on your back is so normal. They're one in the same reason. Now, let's get to some of the similarities. If we're pooping in a squatting position, our pooping environment is also very great for our birthing environment. So there are birth stools. I was going to say squatting stools. Birth stools that are very similar to how a squatty potty works in getting a woman in the right position to birth her baby. Same thing. Same thing. We actually have those. So that's one way that they're very similar. Another thing is like you can't, we're going to really talk about poop now. So I'm so sorry. Even more. You can't just like go take a poop at 2 p.m. because that's what fits best with your schedule. It doesn't work that way. Your poop has to like work its way through your system, and it's gonna come out at the time that it's gonna come out. Like, you can't plan your day around your poop. I mean, some of us are really regular and we do it at the same time every day, but you get what I'm saying, right? You can't just poop on demand. Same birth is the same. You can't just say, oh, well, it's week 40. Let's get this baby out. Just like you can't say, well, it's 8 a.m. Let's get this poop out if your body's not ready to poop. Of course, there are some things you can do to encourage that, right? Just like birth. Sure, there's things you can do to encourage it. But if the internal pieces aren't ready, it's not happening. Same with birth. Another really similar aspect is your anus, just like your cervix. They're both sphincters. So they're like circular and they have like muscles. I don't know exactly. I can't remember the exact definition of a sphincter, but it's like a circular muscle hole in our body that is normally it's closed really tight to keep something in. Okay. So keep the poo in until you're ready. Keep the baby in until the baby is ready. And that sphincter that's normally closed really tight needs to be relaxed to open. Here's where some of those environmental things come in, right? Like having privacy. So it's kind of like if you're at someone's house that you're not really super comfortable with and it's like your normal time and you're like, I normally would take a poop right now. Or maybe you're staying the night there. You've been there all day and you're like, I cannot poop. Like how some people can't like poop on vacation, right? That is a comfort thing. They're out of their routine. They're out of their comfortable space. They maybe don't have as much privacy if they're staying with someone, right? Can't poop. Well, birth is the same way. Birth needs privacy and feelings of safety for your hormones to work in the right way. Think of a wild mammal giving birth. If there is some sort of threat to her, if there is a predator, if she can't find a safe, well, she will find a safe place to go give birth. She won't just give birth out in the open because there are predators, right? If a predator were to come up to her, her labor would stop, because if her labor kept going, her baby would get eaten. So birth also needs to have feelings of safety and feelings of privacy. This is why, like I said, mammals go and give birth somewhere else. Like people with cats and dogs, like they'll go find a place to hide to give birth. Just like when we go to the bathroom. Another one, as I started spitballing this episode with my husband after he described his enjoyable poop to me, is, so this was his and I thought it was great. So I had to add it in. He said, you have to really take care of your body if you want good poops. I was like, yeah, you're right. You really have to take care of your body and prepare and set up the right environment if you want to have a really enjoyable birth experience. So just a little bit of comparison and some of the similarities between, I don't want you to think of your baby like a turd, okay, but there are a lot of similarities. And trusting your birth as much as you trust your bowel movements starts with understanding how birth works. We trust our poops because we do it every day, right? We know it's normal and we know it's going to happen and we trust it, right? Like you would never go to a doctor about your poops unless something really extremely abnormal was happening. And that's how our births should be too. You shouldn't be going to a hospital or an OB whose solution is to cut it out of you, the poop or the baby, right? You shouldn't be seeing someone whose level of intervention is that high when everything is normal, when everything is going to move along just fine, right? So it really starts with understanding the birth process, understanding how physiology works, knowing what's normal in birth, knowing what's safe in birth so that you can support that process and let birth do its thing. And you already know, like a lot of moms already will say this without taking a course or anything, like that they don't want to push on their backs. Like that's kind of one of the first things that comes up for a mom is like, maybe they've seen home birth videos and that's one thing that is really visually different from maybe her previous birth or a typical birth, right? That is a really obvious visual difference is, oh, mom is pushing on all fours or she's standing up or she's squatting, right? And so a lot of moms will say, okay, I don't want to birth on my back. And we've just talked about pooping. You're like, I don't want to poop on my back. I don't want to birth on my back. Great. Having that as part of your birth plan, pushing in whatever position you want, you won't get to that unless you set up the rest of your birth plan to support that. And I just made my hands go backwards in time. Like that's the last thing you do in birth. You need to plan the very first thing you do in birth to be supportive of your desire to not be on your back. Okay. So it all starts with having a solid birth plan. You need to know your options. Just like my husband said, you need to prepare during pregnancy and prepare your body and your mind. you need to know your stuff, right? Before, if you really want a great birth experience. Now, since we were talking about pushing on your back, one thing I do, because I was going to say like, oh, you need an unmedicated birth plan if you don't want to push on your back, but that's actually not true. When you have an unmedicated birth plan, when you're as close to physiology as possible, it's easier to get what you want because you're not in the medical route of birth. Your birth isn't taking on the medical route. And the end of that medical route of birth is pushing on your back, right? And if you're wanting to avoid that, you want to avoid just don't get in the medicalized birth routine, okay? Do birth the physiologic way in the hospital. Easier said than done, right? I know this because I've had 3 hospital births with no epidural and it's not easy. But I did want to add in, you can push in other positions even with an epidural. So I had started to say like, oh, you have to have an unmedicated birth if you want to push on all fours. Well, that's just not true. And so I just wanted to make sure you knew that, you know. Of course, it is, again, easier to do when you're unmedicated. But the point being that like the best birth experiences happen when you are informed. So like when you're actually informed on the epidural, right? When you actually know what your options are. Even if your plan was to go unmedicated and you're getting an epidural, like moms who weren't coerced or manipulated, who were making those active decisions for themselves, who had the other tools they were trying, and they're using the epidural the right way. And they maybe know that they don't have to push on their back, even with the epidural, they know how to advocate for that. They know how to get the help that they need and the supports that they need to even physically do that, right? They have more satisfying births, even if it wasn't exactly how they planned, okay? So, the best way to have a birth experience that you love is to be informed. So let's get informed together. Are you ready to learn about real birth, physiologic birth? Unmedicated Academy will teach you how birth works and how the hospital system works so that you can support the birth you want, even in that really medicalized setting. if you want to skip the cervical checks, the inductions, Pitocin, unnecessary drugs, you want to skip pushing on your back, yeah, you should, because none of that belongs in birth anyways. I am currently enrolling guest dates in June and July. So if you're listening to this in real time and you're thinking, wow, I'm having a baby in July, but I haven't thought about birth education yet, it is time. If you have enrollment questions, send them to me in the DMs, or you can always email me at hello@fiercelizzie.com. If you enjoyed this episode, I know you're going to love my birth program. Unmedicated Academy is a comprehensive birth education that is not only going to have you feeling prepared, educated, and confident for your birth, but you'll also walk away knowing all of your options, all of your birthrights, and have killer advocacy skills so that you hold the power in your birth. The podcast is just a little taste of what you'll get inside the program. Are you ready to go all in? You can learn more about Unmedicated Academy at fiercelizzie.com/academy.